Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Profound statements tend to stick with us, or so we think. But as Laura Mix, senior research fellow at the University of Warwick, reveals, social media is providing us with a real grasp for the mundane.
Social networking sites, such as Facebook and Twitter, are incredibly popular. People post their thoughts as microblogs over 30 million times an hour on Facebook alone. One would not expect casually written posts to be remembered better than words penned by professional authors and edited by professional editors, but that is exactly what we found. In one experiment, people memorized Facebook posts or sentences from various books. They were tested on those items and items that they didn't see, and indicated if they saw or did not see each item previously. We found that Facebook posts were remembered much better. One might think that the sentences were just particularly hard to remember, but when we compared Facebook posts to faces, the same finding emerged. The posts were much more memorable. So what's happening? Could it be that when people are tasked with memorizing Facebook posts, they naturally encode them with respect to people they know? And for that reason, the posts would be remembered better. For example, I may see a post and think, that seems like something my sister would write. We tested and ruled out that explanation. Could it be that microblogs stand alone, whereas sentences from books do not? Or could it be that microblogs are more gossipy in nature? We found some support for both ideas, but neither idea was sufficient to fully explain the remarkable memorability of microblogs. It seems that with the growing popularity of microblogs, written language is moving closer to natural speech. Perhaps the differences in memorability were so pronounced because the unedited, unfiltered emanations of the human mind resonate with the recipients. In other words, casually generated language comes to mind easily and is easily remembered. Facebook posts or tweets may be discounted as trivial, but this form of communication can provide a glimpse into how memory works.
That was Laura Mix of the University of Warwick. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Give me your Twitter page. All I said is y'all gonna follow me.